Okay. Well, as I mentioned, today's message is going to be a little bit different, almost going to be like mini devotional style. Over the last 2 months, as we've started 2015, we've been working our way through the Gospel of John, and we've been doing this series we've called Who Is This Man? And it's been a really, really fun series. And so we'll pick that up again actually in 2 weeks. Next Sunday, I'm going to have kind of a special little, here's a few things I feel like God's saying as we're in this unique season of looking at a new facility and just some things God's been laying on my heart. So I'll share that with you next week. Then we'll dive into some more things in John on March 8th. But this morning, I wanted to just pick up on a real big theme, a consistent theme that appears in John's gospel, and that's the theme of light, okay? Over and over, there's a bunch of different places. I looked it up, and I forgot to write down the number, but dozens of times in the gospel of John that light is mentioned. So right at the beginning, let me read this to you. The very, very beginning of John's gospel, this is how he begins. He says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. This is talking about Jesus. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And so you see that a number of different places as you walk through the Gospel of John. This morning we're going to just take a few minutes to reflect on a powerful verse in John chapter 8, verse 12. Can you read this aloud with me? Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. And so we just want to take a few minutes to ponder this verse, this powerful statement from Jesus. He says, I am the light of the world. And think about that in a few different directions. So first one is this. I want to think about Jesus' light shining in you. Jesus' light shining in you. You know, this can be a welcome thing, oftentimes a little bit scary thing, where the spotlight of God's presence shines on our hearts, shines on our lives. You know, even in the Gospels, you see that people reacted to Jesus a number of different ways. Some people welcomed Jesus, they received him, and other folks were really resistant. Listen to this from John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. It says that God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil, they hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear that their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right, what do? They come to the light. And so Jesus is announcing, he says, I am the light of the world. I shine a big spotlight and everything is exposed. And it's crucial for us to decide how we're going to respond when that happens. When that happens to us, and when that spotlight is shine on us. John the Apostle wrote other parts of the New Testament. He wrote the Gospel of John. He wrote Revelations. And then also there's a few letters that he wrote, and this shows up in his first letter at the very beginning, where he also brings up this theme of light. He says, this is the message that we've heard from Jesus, and we now declare to you, God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say that we have fellowship with God, but we go on living in spiritual darkness. We're not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we'll have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves, and we're not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness or all unrighteousness. So the question is not whether or not the spotlight of God's truth is going to get shined on our hearts. That's going to happen. The question is, how will we respond? And here in 1 John, we see a wonderful challenging but wonderful picture of how we can respond is that we just agree with God as he shines his spotlight on us. What a wonderful promise. If we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us. And not just to forgive us, but what does he do? He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. God doesn't shine his light on your hearts to condemn you. He shines his light on your heart to free you. This is Jesus' promise to us, his light shining in us. Let's think about the second direction. Jesus' light shining around us. Jesus' light shining around us. John 8:12 says, if you follow me, Jesus says, you won't have to walk in the darkness any longer because you'll have the light that leads to life. I want you to think about a situation that's probably familiar to almost all of us. Imagine that it's the middle of the night. You wake up, you got to use the facilities. Sometimes that happens, right? And because you don't want to wake up your spouse or your roommate, you just kind of roll out of bed and you're groping around, And what is it? Like you take 3 steps and you're like, oh, you run into something because why? You can't see. It's dark, right? That's the way that life is that so often we can go wandering around in the dark and we get hurt when we don't need to because we're just in the middle of darkness. When we yield to Jesus' leadership in our lives, it's like he turns on the light. And we see this. I remember this in my own life as Christ became more and more center in my life. I saw things about life that I didn't see before. I mean, it's like literally awakening. And I could see things about direction. I could see things about decisions that I needed to make. All that weren't clear before, but as Jesus shined his light around me, I knew where to walk. That's what he does. This part in John 8 isn't just a fun little analogy. There's actually a really deep connection to what Jesus says here in John 8:12 with a powerful story in the Old Testament. One of the key narratives in the history of God's people in the Old Testament is the Exodus journey. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt. God delivered them miraculously through Moses' leadership. They crossed over the Red Sea, and then they entered this time where they were in the desert, in the wilderness. And during that time, God provided leadership and guidance in some really specific ways. Remember how this happened? God led them by day by a cloud. And what happened by night? It was a pillar of fire, right? Now, this is hard for us to imagine, even up to Jesus' day and long, long after that. We live in the 21st century. We have light all around us. Even in the darkest days of winter, when it gets even really depressing for us here in Minnesota, we can just flip on a light, okay? Imagine what it was like just have a candle or a torch. That's all the light that you had. And here it was that God was giving them a pillar of fire and saying, here I am, follow me. I'm going to lead you to life. And Jesus is saying here very emphatically, just like we talked about last week, he's not just a little bit, he's putting it right out there and saying, I am what you're looking for. I'm not just a little bit of light. I'm a light that fills the whole world. And you're going to be able to see where you need to go in your life if you follow me. So Jesus' light is in us. He shines his light around us. And third, I'll talk about this real briefly here, that Jesus' light is shining through us. Jesus' light is shining through us. I don't know what the order of this is as far as the chronology of the Gospels, but here in John, Jesus says about himself, I am the light of the world. But then we get this interesting statement from him back in the Matthew's Gospel. He's talking to his disciples, and he says, you are the light of the world. You're like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So what this is meant to do is that as God shines his light in us, he shines his light around us, the life of God begins to fill us. And not only is that a wonderful thing for us, but it actually begins to give light to the people around us. Others can see because the light of Christ is shining in us. And it leads them to long for and pursue that light of God in their life. He wants to shine his light through us. He calls us the light of the world, even as he is the ultimate light of the world. So a lot more that we can talk about on this. Maybe we'll pick this scripture up another time. But as for today, I just want to give you those three quick thoughts, thinking about Jesus' light shining in you, around you, and through you. I want to close with this couple questions. As you think about those three categories, three different directions that his light can shine, I want you to think and reflect on your life. Which are you most receptive to? Which one of those three feels like it's the easiest to access? The one that you're most receptive to. And then on the flip side, is there one of them that you're most resistant to? Okay. You know, I think common, and for me, I think Jesus light shining around me, that sounds great. You know, like Jesus got a flashlight. I just get to kind of walk around. Doesn't require a lot of me. I got to follow along, but, you know, it's like he turns on the light. But Jesus shining his light in me, ooh. Jesus light showing his light through you. You know, maybe you're really, you're fine with Jesus getting at all of your brokenness, but, you know, maybe you're more introverted or whatever the case is. You're not sure, like, I don't want to let anybody know. Which of those are you most receptive to? Which are you most resistant to? And can you make a choice to be able to yield to Jesus and just say, Jesus, shine your light in all three. Be the one that lights my way. Be the light of the world in my life. You pray that? Amen? Amen. Let's close here. God, thank you so much. Thank you for showing us who you are. Jesus, thank you for being up front. And putting yourself out there and saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me, you won't have to walk in darkness, but you can have the light that leads to life. God, we want to have that. We want to be people that are receptive to your light in us and through us and around us. God, whatever way that means for us, we just want to say yes to you today. Come with your light. Come with your power. Lead the way as we yield to you. We say yes to following you. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.